She is.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Do we have a motion to approve the agenda as presented?
I make a motion to approve the agenda as presented.
I'll second that.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, public comment, seeing none. Consent agenda. These matters are routine and will be enacted by one motion of the commission with no separate discussion. If discussion is desired, the item may be removed from the consent agenda by a commissioner. Is there a motion to adopt the consent agenda?
I move that we adopt the consent agenda. It's a long day.
I second
I need more
that.
Awesome. Any further discussion?
No.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Okay, financial report. For November 2018, prepared by the Hearthstone Group to include the third quarter review. Mm-hmm. You have all of that, and you're going to walk us through this?
We already did the third quarter review.
At the last meeting,
yeah.
Yeah.
I accidentally leave it on.
Yeah.
Oh. So
you
already did the third quarter, but... did you guys get a chance to look at the financial report from? Mm-hmm. Don't really see any changes from last month to this month. Everything's the same. We're still getting reimbursed from Kitsap Transit.
Right.
Just got another payment last Thursday, which got us up to the 1.3 million. We're still going to get reimbursed for the rest of the charges, expenses that they've been building up to complete the project.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll see more increases.
More filling back into that, yeah.
And it'll probably continue until January by the time we get reimbursed, you know, submitting all the invoices and stuff like that. Going to go ahead and do this now. I don't like waiting for the staff part because then we forget what we just talked about.
Before we go into that detail, I see the operating accounts for cash being a negative $32,000. Is that unusual for this time of year?
Let's see.
Not necessarily. I just forgot to transfer some money, but for the cash on hand to cover all of the checks from the previous month.
Oh,
so
right.
I transferred it after the end of the month, so.
So that just reflects that. Then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
So the first page of my report is the usual profit and loss budget versus the profit and loss versus the actual. So anything above the 91.67 income is being on point with the budget.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure we're looking at income or expenses first. I think I stapled my budgets.
Budget versus actual.
We're looking at income.
So everything looks good. Transit margin, it's a little under, but it's actually doing a lot better than last year. And everything else looks good. Deposit and forfeit, that's kind of like a gamble of whether the mortgage people leave. And we refund their security deposit.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them don't get a deposit back, but they've been following the rules so far. So,
why is the yacht club land lease a little under?
I think we had an issue at the beginning of the year where they hadn't paid. Oh, no, wait. So their credit card was declined because they couldn't.
Oh.
They didn't tell me that they changed cards.
Oh.
So we'll show a month behind.
Oh,
okay.
So they're
going to
pay 2 months this month.
Right, okay. That makes sense.
I did call.
It's an auto pay that they have set up on a card that,
Well, and then they changed their treasurer in November.
Yeah, I think Jack is the treasurer.
Jack's the new treasurer, so they contacted him and he gave in the new information. So.
Yeah. Good. Diesel and oil sales. That's pretty significant there. Yeah. And gas sales. Wow. Mm-hmm. And then the seasonal mortgage as well. I see that's up there too. So.
Yeah, we got more coming in too.
Really? Yeah.
Starting today, as a matter of fact. So I got probably five more seasonal mortgage people coming in. So
right.
Between now and the 19th of January. So I'm reaching out to them, calling more people, inviting them in. You know, see if I can get their votes over here for a couple weeks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and, you know, just some of my favorite people that love it here. So I'm just calling them up. Just bring your vote over. You know, come on. You know, so Greg's big on that. So we've been kind of talking ways of how to bring more people over.
Good.
So,
that's awesome.
Lights.
Yeah.
And those are pretty cool. If you come over in your vessel and you're, you know, and over the holidays you get a little time off, and the weather's halfway decent, mm-hmm. you know, a lot of that stuff is very weather dependent.
Mm-hmm.
So if they can run across and they can get back, it's not something they worry about. But come over here and leave the boat, and they can take the ferry over, and you know, no big deal.
So we had Roach Harbor here this past weekend. Yacht Club two out of the 10 showed up on Friday because the weather was so pretty bad.
Friday was not good.
Yeah, and then Saturday, six more showed up, so they stayed for one night. But we're reaching out to more yacht clubs to try to get them into yacht clubs in each month
mm-hmm.
now. So we're reaching out to all of them, you know, trying to let them know how important they are to us mm-hmm. and what can we do to get them over here.
Yeah.
Wow. Good deal.
So we want to move over to the backside of the expenses. And this one is below 91.67%. And a lot of them are over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Commissioner travel training, that's good. Water, sewer, garbage, is that? Did that get sorted out with the contractor that was doing that work for the garbage?
Yeah, I think, you know, I said, we're just going to bill them, you know.
Yeah.
Basically, instead of them getting a dumpster, it's easier if they just use ours and we just have to have it picked up and we just bill them instead of them having a hassle. It's more of a service, but it's a pass-through.
Yeah. Cool.
So what's the parking lot expense?
Where is that?
A lot of that is, so you can see how we went up in revenue for parking. So on top of revenue, we'll have expenses for credit card fees.
Oh.
Oh, right.
So that's not included down in...
No, because we have office credit card fees and we have parking.
Okay, there's two. So that's what it's included up in there?
Yes. Is it all? Is that all of that? No. Any other maintenance that we do on the parking lot. We buy paper for the parking lot.
That's expensive,
For the Ventec machine, not and then we have an annual fee for updating the Ventec machine, and that will go to parking lot expenses.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So the excise and property tax expense,
mm-hmm.
what is that?
We have to pay our leasehold tax. That's really what it is.
That's
the 12.84% leasehold tax.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. So with more mortgage we get coming in and more parking we get coming in, we'll have to pay taxes on top of that. So
right.
Increase of revenue will be increased with expenses.
And it's only applied against 30 days or longer.
And so excise, that's really where the leasehold is within the excise tax.
Yes.
So are there ever property tax expenses?
There are. We pay property tax once a year, well, back in April.
Oh, we pay, okay.
In April, yeah, prepay for the year.
Yeah.
Your environmental inspection, budgeted
$1,200. Yes.
What is that?
So,
is that the eelgrass?
Yeah, so we didn't know that we were supposed to have an eelgrass.
Right.
Right.
I just wanted to make sure that's what it was.
I have not got the report for that yet. I did reach out to Grant Associates a few weeks ago, I think a week before Greg started, and I said, we need our report. We're supposed to turn that in back in September, and they're like, okay, we're on it. But I got the bill, another bill, but still no report, so.
Right.
I'm going to reach out to them again. Maybe Greg can reach out.
Sure, I don't see Ron yet. I'll call. They're just... It's always hard, as you get towards the end of the year and everybody's trying to get deliverables on these things. So.
A lot of agencies have end of the year reporting requirements as well.
Right.
So we get,
You get buried. They all get
buried. We get buried, yeah.
So is there any penalty for getting it in late or?
So the lady that I contacted was just said for the Army Corps,
yes.
Yeah, said just to get it to her as soon as you can.
Okay.
But that was also at the same time that I reached out to Gret saying, where's the report?
Oh, right, yeah.
We're going to have to contact her also.
Might be good to just contact them and just let them know.
So is that every two years or every 5 years?
It goes 3, 5, 10.
3, 5, 10. Yeah.
So we're on the 3, 5.
We missed the 3, so I think that they provided let's get square with 5, right?
Right.
So we need to have that on some sort of calendar somewhere that we
don't
miss
long
the
range.
Next.
We're collating all the permitting, regulatory compliance, create a tickler file.
Yes.
It'll be something that's beyond any specific staff member's calendar.
Yes.
Yeah. So we're just developing these processes so that you don't have to guess. It's already
no. No, because the dredging should
just
be on that.
Just a matter of robustness. Exactly, the dredge plan. But because we abandoned some of these programs, then now you have to reinstate it, and then there's just the whole upfront load where if you just maintain it, it's made a lot easier. That's okay. We'll handle it.
So I had a couple of questions about the legal. The Enduris Federal Legal. Mm-hmm. Was this the settlement on the employment case?
Yes.
Was that in federal court? I mean, why is that federal?
That's the way it was when I put it in there. So I don't know why it's federal. I can take out federal if you want.
Okay.
Just put in there as legal.
That's a good question.
Pardon?
That's a good question.
And the other question I had was, and I should remember this, but I don't, and that is, why are we... What was the public records legal expense?
So we had one more judgment settlement in February.
Okay, right.
And then plus all the legal up to that.
Mm-hmm.
Which it is on the Hearthstone's financial report.
Mm-hmm.
That the judgment was $252,000, and the rest of that is all legal.
Yeah.
Public records legal.
So that's in, okay, I see. Yeah.
It's nice to see our actual legal expenses being
$15,000. I just was seeing that,
under budget.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Significantly under budget.
Yeah.
Yay!
Yeah.
Let's keep
silver lining here.
Yes. Have to look at that.
Yeah. This is the last page. It's probably a lost by class for the month of November.
Right. Oh, just for the month. Okay.
Just the expense side.
Yeah.
Either.
Steve?
No.
Thank you.
Awesome. That's good.
So this leads us to action items. First, A, resolution number 1201-2018 to cancel a warrant.
Yes, please.
Okay. Yeah, a little background.
So,
that'd be awesome.
There was a check issued back in the end of December of last year, which was to Walt, the previous commissioner.
Oh.
Been trying to get a hold of him, see if he found it to cash it. He had not. I ran into him at one of the meetings that he went to at the board, and he said, "Don't worry about it, just cancel it." So I was like, okay, well, I'll do that. And trying to clear the books from 17 is nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have one more outstanding check from January of this year that I still am trying to get a hold of the person to
okay.
clear also. Trying to get my end of the year stuff.
What's the other one for?
It's like $34.
Okay.
But it was also a paycheck.
Oh, okay.
So, is there a motion to?
I make a motion to approve resolution number 1201-2018.
I'll second that.
Great. Is there any further discussion?
No.
No.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. I will write a note to Walt Elliott thanking him for that.
What was the amount?
$234.
Okay.
It's not huge, but it's not nothing.
Just one meeting, I think, sounds like, right?
It was a compensation.
It's 1 month.
Yeah.
A year.
Month. Yeah.
Okay, so the second item. Is a resolution to adopt the comprehensive plan for harbor improvements for 2019 to 2023. Is there a motion?
Have we seen that final?
Yeah, I wondered about that too. Yeah.
You have it in your binder.
Thank you. I think there was some stuff that was going to be added into as of the last.
I was under the impression that there were still possible text changes.
No, I mean, one thing I didn't have time to do was add the pictures of you guys to the letter.
That's
But other than that, there wasn't any text changes, any big ones. I made like a couple of edits and stuff as I went through in this last night.
Yeah.
In the final, but.
I really like how you did these pages.
I love the cover and the layout.
Yeah.
It's really nice.
There is a place in here that refers to the Mike Wallace Marina Park shows in mostly with when I was reading last night again, I found one place that didn't include Molina.
Yeah, and I think I know which one you're talking about, but I think I chose not to because it was talking about a past. It was referring to it in the past.
That makes sense. I like how the picture of the port office makes it look a lot bigger on the inside than it is.
Yeah, that one was tough because it is.
Somebody was good at that.
I really like the the regional context and how it just sets a framework for
what we're doing. Yeah, I moved them around from where they were before.
Yeah. I like how you did that. And then back into part three with the history, and then getting in right into the inventory after that. Yeah, that's great.
And I thought that the one that we had sent to us had one blank page that had to be.
And the blank page was I had to go take pictures of the parking facility. I didn't have the parking facility page
thank
in
you.
There.
That's what I was wondering.
So I went, and I did get that in there. Yeah, okay. I went and took pictures and created another page.
This is so pretty. So should I?
I just wanted to comment that I think the whole way you handled the part five and part six mm-hmm. with the projects is easy to figure out. What it is.
I did that yesterday, towards last 2 hours of the day. How am I going to do this? And then just kind of whipped it out.
So much easier to read.
Yeah.
So, is there a motion to adopt the comprehensive plan for harbor improvements 2019 to 2023?
I so move.
I second.
Okay. Is there any further discussion?
And then just meant to comment. The resolution does state to review annually.
So, yeah.
So we'll take a look and
it'll be part of the process automatically.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did we want to then include? I mean, as far as the, one thing, Greg, and we were all talking about, adding our photos in the section.
Yeah, if you
with our signature on there too.
We can do that. We can just say, we'll amend it to include photos and signatures.
Yeah, I can add. Yeah, I can add that. So it's just less little stuff that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't change the overall.
No, not at all. Yeah, so, we just had talked about it, so that might be good too, because. It's always good if somebody is poking around this to see, they might look at the comprehensive plan and then see, faces on there and that mm-hmm. name to a face sort of thing is helpful. But yeah, that's great.
Yeah, I can adjust that.
It helps the public.
It's really awesome. You guys just mm-hmm. did a great job.
Thank you.
It's awesome.
Do we want to read in the full resolution? Into the meeting record.
Where are we at here? Hang on a second.
There it is.
I've got it here, I think.
Okay.
Page 37.
Thank you.
Page numbers. Goodness.
There we go. Okay. Yeah, we can do that. So, we can. Just say that we're adopting resolution number 12-02-2018, a resolution of the Commission of the Port of Kingston to adopt the comprehensive plan for harbor improvement 2019 through 2023. Whereas the Commission of the Port of Kingston has updated the 2012 to 2018 comprehensive plan for harbor improvements, formerly called Master Plan, and will adopt it as the Port of Kingston's Comprehensive Plan for Harbor Improvements 2019 through 23.
23.
Yeah. Therefore, be it resolved by the Commission of the Port of Kingston that the Comprehensive Plan for Harbor Improvements 2019 to 2023 be adopted with an annual review of the capital project plans. Passed by the Board of Commissioners for the Port of Kingston, Kitsap County, Washington, at our regular meeting held this 18th day of December 2018.
Thank you.
I second that.
Okay, any further discussion?
No.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Yes. Yeah, that was good, Mary. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And we will need to sign this.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
And okay. So the next item is the emergency contract approval for the repair of pilings, which we did see some material in our email about that. But you still might be worthwhile to explain what we're doing here.
So the covered mortgage project, after you put it in, you can engineer it, but then there's the actual delivery, and then you realize, okay, even though on a plan might say X, you end up in reality with a little bit of Y, and that's what happened here. Some of the pilings, basically, you put in the covered mortgage, it tweaks the overall system, and so the pilings are not necessarily perfect alignment. There's about 12 pilings, really, that we wouldn't... The Harbor Master, Ray Carpenter, went through with myself, and we went through all the docks and audited them. There was really 12 pilings that were of concern. Three were obviously of real serious concern, and I would say that those three had to be addressed right away because of the time. Basically, we couldn't even get those repaired in time for the ties unless I did emergency action on that. So I did, and it was within my signatory authority, so I did it because it was about $8,800, $8,900. So the remaining ones are basically to do some of the rollers as well as to finish out those three, but it's really to adjust these pilings so that we don't damage the covered mortgage further, and we don't run the risk of, you know, any ancillary damage to vessels. So it's just risk to property. And so it's not something we really want to even, you know, be fooling around with. We just need to actually get these things adjusted so that they're not going to have further damage. Because we're going to have some really significant tides coming up, especially in late December here, but it's imminent. And so we'd like to move forward on this with these updates. And the additional expense is $10,867. And this is these costs can come right out of the Marine Reserve. It'll be where we get the money from, and that's what it's there for.
That's what it's there for, yeah, right.
Exactly.
Yep.
So it'll be pretty close to $20,000 total that'll come out of the Marine Reserve. Mm-hmm. And then we hope that will be actually also a fairly long-term fix. We just have to watch it. Mm-hmm. You know, continue to audit all those docks. They you know, you just think of them, they work as a system and it's dynamic. Right, so you pull a lever over here and something pushes out over there. You just have to remember that these pilings, all of them are creating a force that then adjusts everything. You can move it around as one structure,
right?
And it still is kind of dynamic. And then with the winds, and then with the tidal surges,
wind events too,
you know, we could be at risk. But a lot of times you don't see it until there's a storm event with a high tide, and everything comes together just right. But we've tried to go through it pretty thoroughly with contractor, and you know, with part of his years of experience of being able to identify this stuff for Ray, for example, and contractors.
Yeah.
So, and I've seen it too.
I'm really glad we caught it.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Because the risk, you know, I don't want to be, you know, dramatic. The risk could be really significant. So we should just, okay, it's imperfect, and also, it's, you know, we took some actions on ourselves, so it's really on us to fix this. Mm-hmm. And that's just the bottom line. So
was there any repercussions for the last storm on Friday?
No, it was just the tides were just enough under that it didn't do anything. So, but these three pilings that we're addressing right now, sometime down the road, when we get farther ahead with our reserves and we go to replacing pilings, these three will definitely be at the top of our list as far as, mm-hmm. you know, when we get that figured out, we get everything going in the right direction.
Yeah,
right.
We'll change the configuration actually.
Yeah.
you know, but it would have been a significant additional expense probably. They could have, if we had a, you know, if we have a piling plan and we have a dredge plan, we're going to reinstitute all of those things, and then we just have to build our reserves and then do it systematically so that you, you know, the cost of mold, demo when you had to pull pilings is a big deal. So you're better off to try to roll it if you can roll it.
Do as many as possible.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you just get eaten alive for expenses.
Yeah.
Doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
So do you have a timeline?
They have to have it done ideally this week.
Okay.
By Thursday, Friday.
Well, that's
we're
going to
do another inspection on Friday. We already have it scheduled for the three pilings. So, because that's one that at 2:30, I think, there's it's right below about the high tide.
Yeah.
It's not quite 12, but it's going to be a pretty good, it's like 11.7. So then we'll be able to see, okay, how is it spatially positioned? How does it look? If we have to do anything additional, we'll take action right then and there.
So as you and I were talking, was it last week, via email, about in the future maybe including, you know, phrases like time is of the essence or something that makes it so that we have it, that it's a definite, this is going to be done by this time, and that, especially something like an emergency type thing like this,
totally.
How important it is that it be done in a very timely manner.
Yes, and there should be things within
Good
the contract
idea.
Where we actually have more terms and conditions.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good to reevaluate.
Yeah.
So do you want a motion?
Are you getting ready to make a motion, Laura?
If it needs one, yes.
It does need one.
It does.
Okay. Let me get back here to it.
So page 38, I think, is the... Oh, is that right?
Yeah. And with any emergency action I take, I just roll it into this overall. So even though, so that you can see, I approved the $8,785. Just to make sure there's transparency publicly that I took an emergency action and that's rolled in.
So that should be included in my motion?
Yeah.
Okay, I make a motion to approve. Hang on just a second. Approve the $8,785 for emergency contract approval for repair of pilings and the $10,867 immediately.
Because time is of the essence.
Time is of the essence.
Indeed. I'll second that. Yes.
Is that good enough?
Any further discussion?
No.
Do you have anything else you wanted to say?
Okay. I'd like to actually thank Sea Level Bulkhead Builders for stepping up and really helping us with this, you know, and make a public kudos to them. They this is their wheelhouse and exactly the kind of thing that they've helped us year after year with the port, so I want to tip my hat to them and really thank them. Yeah.
And I would like to comment that I really appreciate how you've approached that entire situation, resolving it in a way that leaves everybody better off than they were a month ago.
Thank you, and Nyla and Ray too. It's just I think there's a lot of goodwill, and they're really a valuable vendor to have.
Absolutely.
You know, in the community, you're lucky to have it. Because a lot of times, you know, you can't get people to respond to this kind of work because it's just too small. You know, the really big contractors, and they're busy.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people wouldn't even respond, honestly.
Yeah.
So it's a credit to some of the people in this room and their relationship for years and years and years with Sea Level, the recognition of their value, and also Sea Level as a company and the owners, Craig and Sandy, and their character.
So. I appreciate the way you brought it to the commission, too, in a way that helped us see it.
Yeah.
Both of you.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Thanks.
All in favor?
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
No.
Very good. Public comment. Seeing the commissioner report. Laura?
The WPPA conference. It was really wonderful. I must admit there was time in there when I was really tired. But in speaking with a commissioner who I don't remember what port they were from, but them saying really to evaluate what the port's role is in the community, to make sure that we know what our role is, and to make our port one that, to make our town one that our children want to be a part of and mm-hmm. to live in. And I, those just resonated with me, and I had to write that down, even though I forgot to write down the person's name. But them bringing out lots of points about new technology coming, what we see on the horizon, what going forward. But the part that I liked the most that really resonated with me was in reference to the employee law thing that we, class that we took at the beginning. And I circled and starred the identify the documents that govern the employee relationship, which was collective bargaining agreement, personnel policies, employment contracts, and doing evaluations, and how important those kind of things are to moving forward, that we make sure that those things are in place and to follow it. That was what really resonated with me.
I think that the effort to consolidate and make sure we have all of those things is well underway.
Yes.
If I understand.
Yes, exactly. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you. Steve?
Well, I also pair with Laura on the whole thing with that conference was really, really beneficial for me. I got a lot out of several of the presentations, some of the environmental discussions about the Orca and the recovery plan for Orca were really interesting. And I was, really hopeful that there'd be some kind of resolution to the concern about the transients versus the southern residents, and the fact that they're really two different kind of animals, if you will. I mean, they're totally different habits and everything. And that I was hopeful that that particular group would be the mechanism, if you will, to really help take the pressure off the southern residents by still affording daily trips that these whale watch boats are going to see. We're not saying we're shutting down whale watching. We're just saying, hey, we're going to do a focus on a different kind of whale. We're going to look at the transients and go out and do trips and review for transient whales, and not put pressure on the southern residents. The way they hunt, they just need a lot more space. And I was real hopeful that they could work with the governor's office. I haven't heard anything as of late to that. But just that economic shot in the arm that the whale watch boats bring to each community, I think is still important to keep that, to keep that in place, and just have those guys change their focus. I think that they were all willing to do that, and I saw interactions to that effect that they were all going to be working as a group and a team, which is absolutely paramount. What else here? And then I saw that Lacey has set up a conference for us. Is a training for ethical considerations for local government officials and staff, and I'm really excited to go to that. That's just spot on to what we need to do training-wise. And I'm hopeful we can also get some cultural training and things like that, too, for us here in the next year as well. I'm still working on that.
I thought we got that TV, and we can cast and stuff.
Yeah.
We can do a lot of webinars.
Uh-huh.
So good.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be good.
Yeah. So is the plan for us all to come to the port to do it?
Mm-hmm. Yes, in the conference room.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 10 a.m. on the 16th. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't have anything else to report.
Okay. Well, I also enjoyed the WPPA conference and honestly enjoyed the opportunity for the four of us to talk pretty extensively about how we interact and kind of what our key goals are. That was really cool. Yeah. I also wanted to report that I did go to the KEDA, the Kitsap Economic Development Alliance, fourth quarter meeting.
Oh, right.
And a lot of the membership is younger, the new members, and there's a lot of turnover at, I can't look around at Jim anymore and say our age, can I? Anyway, older people are retiring out and younger people are moving in both membership and leadership, and it's pretty exciting. I'm going to be interested to see how it works out, and I did talk to them, let them know that our check was in the mail, and they were real pleased to hear that. So that was good. The Lindvog Road Project, we had a meeting last week with Phil Strzok and Greg Syok, basically our project management team. And although Phil is kind of in the midst of, he's sort of wearing county hats, independent consultant hats, and Port of Kingston hats. So yeah. Greg is really Greg C., not Greg E., is really the point person as we go forward. And we have a meeting this afternoon, the issue of stormwater and how that can be managed is really key. I mean, it's always really key, but in this case, on this site, it's really key.
Portland Block, yeah.
And they've already engaged the county in, the county's busily thinking about how this relates to the regional stormwater study that was just done.
Yeah.
And so one of the things we'll be doing this afternoon is talking through some of the implications of all of that for cost and schedule. And so that proceeds forward. We're trying to work with each of the project partners to make to see if we can actually sign the MOU or bring a signed MOU to the 104 corridor project meeting in the first, second, or third of January. So,
are we going to be in on that meeting and attend it?
Okay. Yeah, I received an invitation. I didn't know if you had. Okay. Yeah, so it's on my calendar to go. And I actually think that if we do get the MOU ready to either announce or sign, that it would be really positive if all of us were there.
That's what I was thinking, too.
Right.
So I will tell you when that is.
Okay.
Yeah, if you could really keep us in the loop on that.
January 6th.
I am back on the 5th.
Okay.
January 6th, that's Sunday?
No, it's January 3rd.
Oh, dumb.
9:30.
I won't be back.
Where at?
Probably Village Green.
I'm sorry.
Village Green.
What would the meeting be called?
Pardon?
What will the meeting be called?
Probably the 104 Working Group Committee. No, Working Group. Yeah, it's 104 Working Group.
Because if more than one of you go, I need to have it on the...
Yes.
Got it.
It's an hour or two?
Pardon?
How long?
I've left 2 hours. I don't know whether it will be less. And then the webinar is on the 16th from 10 to 11, correct?
Yeah.
All right. Those are my comments. Any other staff comments?
I was just going to acknowledge that don't forget our Friday night date here for serving food. So that's big on my list. So I just want to remind everybody.
January 2.
January 11th.
Yes.
11th.
Yeah, I just want to make sure that
I got that.
4 to 8, right?
Yeah. So we're looking forward to it. I know the other staff members are too, so it'll be a fun, exciting time where we have to rub elbows together. So, everything's going good down at the port. I mean, like I said, he knows what he's doing. I'm glad we got him on board here, this guy over here. So I'm telling you, we're all learning, we're absorbing whatever it is, you know, he's sharing with us. So I just want to thank you, Commissioner, for that. So
thank you. Yeah. You know, they say at the WPPA new commissioner briefing, and what's the most important thing you're going to do as commissioners? Hire the ED.
Yeah.
And I think it was very important.
So
when we're doing well, like he says, Greg and I kind of been working together as far as, you know, parking and configuring that moving forward. So it's been a good process, and you know, getting him involved and picking his brain as much as I can. So
yeah,
that's great.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, I mean, we are in the honeymoon period. We all like everything.
Yeah.
It'll come when we're in
the... There better be a honeymoon.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
2019 hit us, so okay.
Yeah. Long honeymoons are good.
Yeah. Yeah. This, yeah, so, yeah.
Lacey, did you have anything you wanted to...
Well, we finished the comp plan, which I'm very happy about.
Yeah.
And... So I'm gonna maybe take off Monday too, a 4-day weekend after all last couple months.
Yeah, right.
And then I am starting to work, or am working right now, and will go more fully into the record management project. I'm going to have destroying 65 boxes actually Monday, next Monday, not Christmas Eve. Allstrad's going to come out and destroy, and I will also be making you guys, it's the 18th, this meeting was like, you know, early in the month, but I'll be making you a January calendar.
The 18th, I have that on my calendar.
Yes, third, because there are some things that we will be doing next month, so I will make sure to get that made and sent out to you probably next week. And that's it. We're going to be working on next, aside from just always, you know, probably half my time is going to be focused on the records now moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
But I also am going to be working on the event policy with Greg, and then we'll go into the rules and regs and personnel and all of that stuff moving in the next month or so.
So is the next, I mean, the January meeting is in the afternoon, and then is the February meeting in the evening?
Yes.
Okay. And do you know that date offhand? 15th of February.
Oh, you're talking February, January.
Yeah, January. I was wondering about February.
Well, that's
February's the 23rd.
Right.
This will come. You're going to finish this and send it to us before
it's February 26th. I'm sorry, it's 27th.
Yeah, January 16th is the regular meeting. Or 19th, actually.
23rd.
It's the 4th Wednesday.
The 23rd?
Yeah.
The fourth
Wednesday.
Wednesday, right.
Fourth Wednesday.
And in the evening at 7 o'clock, 6:30?
6:30 on the phone, February 27th.
Okay.
Yeah,
right.
Got
it. I live by your calendar. Thank you. Did you have anything else you wanted to?
Yeah, just a quick reminder for the employee appreciation dinner tomorrow at 6:30 at White Horse.
Oh, wish I was.
You will be truly missed, Steve.
Oh my gosh!
Darn it.
Aww.
You will be truly missed.
Yeah, we're sad.
I'll be in Ireland.
Well, you'll be in Ireland.
You didn't need to say that.
Well, that's pretty cool.
I'll be in Ireland waiting to get to a really tiny little airplane. Fly to the Isle of Man.
Same travels.
Stop and make a toast to us, will you please?
Yeah, we will, yeah.
And then just a reminder that...
That'll be whiskey.
A reminder that the office is closed Christmas Day and New Year's Day and then half day on Christmas Eve. So if anybody asks, why is the port closed?
Oh, right.
Take a day off.
Yeah, yeah.
So we're family.
mortgage people coming in during that time?
Sometimes.
Okay. Just people coming for the lights. You know, some people that will be coming in. And we will thank you for that Vintec machine we have. So they call me
yeah.
or Austin and get the information for the coach to the restroom and stuff like that. So,
mm-hmm.
so phone numbers are out there for them.
You too.
That's all for me.
Great.
I met with the 104 realignment team yesterday, which was a multi-agency meeting.
Yeah.
So it was good because we did a walk from the ferry. We talked about the ferry, the concepts, what's kind of embedded to date. And then we walked all the way up 104, and they wanted to see where the Lindbach site was as well.
Oh, right.
They're separate, but they're related, right, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's going to be a reality. And so it's moving forward for sure on the realignment. And then the Lindbach, I'm going to work with Mary and then we're going to, and Greg, and we'll move that forward. That has to be, basically we have to get the, I believe, through the design by June of this coming year.
Yeah,
so
that's a tight window.
It's a tight window, yeah. But with focus and really champion and somebody like Greg Syak,
yeah.
who is a, you know, great at project management.
Yeah.
That's what makes a huge difference.
Yeah.
You have to have somebody, an individual that's really focused on the champion. And I'll help them, you know, we'll help however we
yeah.
need to,
yeah.
and we're happy to. Again, we'll meet with Stormwater, meet with Angela Grotto from Kitsap County this afternoon.
Yeah.
And I talked to Andy Nelson from Kitsap County, and he said maybe, I said, look, I can come over to Port Orchard. He said, maybe we'll just invite you to the manager's meeting, and then you can meet everybody at once. It's
that's a great idea.
I said, rather just come over and at least have a dialogue then with everyone.
That would be good.
I also attended the WPPA. I thought the employee seminar was really good. There was a lot of really good things to take away from the experience. So it's just ongoing. And I want to also thank, you know, Terry Asla. His last day is tomorrow. And, you know, he, as Lacey put on there, you know, he was part of the comp plan development.
Yep.
You guys know him even better and have had more experience. But anyway, I just want to thank him for all the work he's done in marketing and communications. And he's been transitioning things over to me, which I think very professionally. And I just want to thank him. For that, it's made it a lot easier for us, and I also really want to thank the staff. Just generally, the staff all been fantastic. They're great to work with. They've been very welcoming of me, and you know, they don't necessarily have to be, so that's a good thing. And I just think it's going to be really a really really collaborative environment, which is what appeals mm-hmm. to me.
Yeah.
And and again, thanks to the commission for. Placing faith in me, and
yeah.
I'll do whatever I can to earn it. So thanks.
Thank you.
Now, did I hear also that Bob was retiring? Is that right?
End of January.
Okay, right. I was going to save that for that. So.
He's also kind of made comments like if we get the project done on the fuel line, he has hours. He could retire. So I think he's kind of like, but we're trying to get the fuel line project completed, and so we met yesterday with Ray and Bob and Juanita and then Pacific Environmental, as well as another supplier of equipment, so that we can monitor the fuel line and be able to build them effectively.
Oh, right.
So we're, you know, there's the closeout of these projects, though. There's a lot of this closeout work that's got to be done, and it's got to, and we're just trying to make sure it transitions to the staff effectively.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is easier said than done sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, it's all good.
Well, thank you all. And our next regular, which is actually a special meeting, is Wednesday, January 23rd at 1 p.m. at the Village Green here. And with that, is there a motion to adjourn?
I move with we adjourn.
I second that.
Close out 2018.
Any further discussion?
No.
Nope.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay.
Good job.